Center.
The news at noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation's ownership of Ticketmaster by the Justice Department and 30 state attorneys general. The company stifles competition, which raises ticket prices, says Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We allege that Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry in the United States for far too long. It is time to break it up.
June 1st starts an extraordinary Atlantic hurricane season, says NOAA, the Weather and Climate Agency, its chief, Dr. Rick Spinrad.
4 to 7 are forecast to become major hurricanes, that is Category 3 to 5, with maximum sustained winds of at least 111 miles per hour.
Hundreds of students in graduation robes walked out of Harvard commencement today chanting Free, Free Palestine after the school announced that 13 who were part of a protest camp would not receive diplomas alongside classmates. This is ABC News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced the next election will take place in just 6 weeks, July 4th, months ahead of what was expected. ABC's James Longman.
This was a massive shock. It's been bubbling for some time, the idea that he's going to call an election soonish. We just didn't know when. The system in Britain is a parliamentary system. Basically, the ruling party has 5 years in office and it can choose at any time to call an election. We thought that he was going to hold off for as long as possible to remain prime minister, for the Conservatives to stay in government. We thought perhaps we were going to clash with a U.S. election in November, perhaps even as long as January.
The Conservative Party has led the British government for 14 years. Cars on the road are getting older. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. The average age is now 12.6 years, a new record. People are keeping their cars longer because new ones are so expensive. Kosovo's parliament has approved a draft law on renting prison cells to Denmark to help it cope with its overpopulated prisons. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and mild conditions today with a high of 78. Tonight, clouds gradually increase with a low of 53, and tomorrow mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong with a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 4 to 5 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 49, it's up to 74 degrees.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The National Weather Service is confirming a pair of tornadoes from Tuesday night's storm. The two tornadoes touched down in the central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity. There were numerous reports of damage in Unity after the storms, and meteorologists are still doing assessments as of Wednesday night. The tornado near Edgar has been rated an EF1, and it collapsed a barn and knocked over trees along its path. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports tree damage and downed power lines at many state park properties across Wisconsin following Tuesday evening storms, especially in south central Wisconsin. If visiting properties in the coming days, please use caution. DNR staff will be out assessing damage and clearing down trees over the next several days. If you see them, please give them space. Visitors should not attempt to remove or clear storm debris from public lands. If you come across broken or downed trees, downed power lines, or other significant storm damage, contact the local property office directly to report your finding. Do not attempt to cross or climb over downed power lines. Keep your distance and avoid touching conductive materials such as metal or water near the downed line. Visitors should be aware that some hiking and biking trails may be blocked and temporarily unavailable for use until debris is cleared, including the Badger, Sugar, Military Ridge, and Glacial Drumlin State Trails, as well as property hiking trails. Campsites may also contain debris following the storm. View current property information and be aware of temporary closures at and around park properties before visiting the Wisconsin Property Condition Notices webpage. If you have a camping reservation and your site is inaccessible, contact the property office. A Madison utility expects it will be a few days before power is fully restored Following storms Tuesday night, Madison Gas and Electric spokesman Steve Schultz calls the severe storms historic and that they hadn't seen numbers like this in decades as far as outages. Schultz says it was a big wind event with hurricane-force winds which broke hundreds of poles. Just fixing one pole can take a full day. MGE is reaching out to mutual assistance groups in an effort to secure additional crews to help with restoration efforts. Today's drought monitor shows a big improvement for Wisconsin, particularly the drought-stricken area in the lower Wisconsin River Valley. Only 5% of the state is now considered to be in moderate drought, and no areas are in severe drought anymore. A stretch of southwestern Wisconsin that includes most of Sauk County and parts of neighboring counties, including Richland, Vernon, and Juneau, are still in drought. The state was last drought-free exactly 1 year ago. The monitor's data was taken before Tuesday's storms. A UW La Crosse welcomed in a new educational enterprise this week. A $500,000 research vessel was launched Tuesday by the University River Studies Center. The boat called Prairie Springs will help collect samples and use sonar to map the bottom of the Mississippi River. It is already being used in researching microplastic contamination in the river. UWL is also working on a partnership with marine construction company J.F. Brennan, which is based in La Crosse, for other educational opportunities. Conservation groups and lake associations continue to ask the Department of Natural Resources to regulate wake surfing. The Natural Resources Board heard comments from several of those groups Wednesday. They claim the specially designed boats used to make those wake are damaging lakefronts and rivers. That message matched one sent to the board earlier this month at the spring conservation hearings. So far, no action has been taken by the legislature or the DNR. Previous bills that would have regulated the boats never made it out of committee. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer rate is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says melanomas is highly curable when you catch it early. That's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
1 in 5 Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Wisconsin environmental regulators are investigating a manure spill that killed fish for more than a mile. State Department of Natural Resources officials said Tuesday that an angler reported the fish kill in Moore Creek in Monroe County Saturday. The DNR traced the kill to a manure spill to Spring Valley Holstein Incorporated, a dairy farm east of Norwalk. They said the farm's manure transfer system failed but did not elaborate. It's unclear when the spill began. DNR officials say the spill isn't expected to affect drinking water supplies, but they're still working on ways to prevent additional runoff from reaching local waterways. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on lawmakers' work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. And this is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, has announced 53 locations will become the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state, funded through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program under President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure bill. In total, to support these 53 projects, Wisconsin DOT awarded $23.3 million of the more than $78 million the state is expected to receive over the next 5 years. More than 260 applications were received. The selected applicants include fuel retailers, hotels, and restaurants. Two tribal nations will receive more than $800,000 in funding, and 13 selected sites will be installed in disadvantaged communities. The total cost for the 53 awarded projects is estimated at $33.8 million, including the $23.3 million in federal funds secured through the BIL and $10.5 million in private financing. The program requires applicants to provide at least 20% match to federal funds. Among the recipients is Quick Trip Store number 1205, located on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Baraboo. The store will receive $418,000 in federal funding and will have to match $235,160. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April Wisconsin Real Estate Report. Wisconsin's existing home sales jumped 25.7% in April compared to the April 2023 levels. The statewide median price rose 6.4% to $300,000 relative to the same month in 2023. This was an increase in total listings of 6.1% in April compared to that same month in 2023. China bans a former Wisconsin congressman from entering the country. Mike Gallagher was a vocal critic of the Chinese Communist government well before leaving Congress prior to the end of his term last month. The Green Bay Republican helped author legislation banning TikTok in the U.S., chaired the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, and was a strong supporter of Taiwan. The Journal Sentinel reported that the Chinese Foreign Ministry announced the sanctions on Tuesday. Gallagher, who's joined the Green Bay-based venture capital firm Titletown Tech as an advisor, said the move showed the CCP is perpetually paranoid. Milwaukee leaders are enthusiastic about the new Amtrak Borealis service. County Exec David Crowley says the new connection, which crosses Wisconsin between Chicago and the Twin Cities, is a good start, and he's open to discussions on further service upgrades. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson was on hand for the inaugural stop at the Milwaukee Airport Station. Johnson said he's also looking for even more connections. Borealis trains leave St. Paul at midday and Chicago at late morning. They'll make all the existing stops on Amtrak's Empire Builder and Hiawatha routes. What about taking the train from Milwaukee to Green Bay for the next year's NFL draft? Wisconsin Deputy Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says that's being explored, at least for the short term. She said track improvements would be needed for that to happen. The new service leaves St. Paul at midday and Chicago at late morning and makes all existing stops on Amtrak's Empire Builder and Hiawatha routes. The Borealis service is sponsored by the states of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. Coach fares start at $41. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon. It's 74 degrees at 1219.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall. So it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
It's 74 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. This week's History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Celebrations of Memorial Day throughout Wisconsin history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, records/article, CS-265, many cities and towns claim the distinction of holding the first Memorial Day. It is the setting aside of a day to decorate the graves of fallen soldiers, which began at the end of the Civil War, when Southern widows placed flowers not only on their Confederate husbands' graves, but also on nearby neglected graves of Union soldiers. In May of 1868, General John Logan, a national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was a nationwide Union veterans group, declared that all GAR members should observe May 30th as a time to remember soldiers on both sides of the war that had been killed. The first town to officially do this was Waterloo, New York, and by 1890, the holiday was recognized by all of the northern states. It wasn't until after World War I that Memorial Day changed from honoring only those who had died in the Civil War, but to honor all Americans who died in any war. After Congress made it official as a holiday that would fall on the last Monday in May, starting in 1971, which guaranteed a three-day weekend, Memorial Day would become what would lose sight of its original roots. It was a symbol of a summer commencement. They would have brat stands and parties. America's involvement in new wars in recent decades led to a resurgence of interest in the origins and customs of Memorial Day. The sale of red poppies to support veterans' relief organizations, which originated shortly after World War I, was resurrected. Memorial Day may involve once again this time, which has become a symbol of brats and beer, from what was a day off of work. Now let's go back in time to remember and reflect on soldiers from all communities, men and women, who died while fighting for this country which they cherish. Support Memorial Day programs in your communities and buy a poppy. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the signage at the Akey School Museum.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Akey Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Akey School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Richland School District will again provide summer meals to local children through 18 years of age. Families can register for free breakfast and lunch for their children via the form posted on the district's website. Meal pickups will be once per week on Thursdays from 11 to 4, except Wednesday, July 3rd, due to the holiday. To receive meals by the first distribution date, participants must pre-register for meals by Friday, May 31st. Children do not need to be Richland School District students, but must be district residents or open enrolled into the district. The district is also seeking volunteers to help pack and distribute meals. Volunteer registration can be found on the district website. This program is made possible through federal funding resources. Get ready to groove to the rhythm of summer as Live in Viroqua music series takes over downtown Viroqua. Presented in front of the Fortney Hotel on Court Street, this free series of live music shows will begin Saturday and continue every other Saturday until August 31st. Gates will open at 5 with the music starting at 6. A diverse lineup of bands, local food vendors, and artisans will be featured at Live in Viroqua. Saturday will feature DOG delivering a fusion of hip-hop, funk, and soul. Other acts throughout the summer will feature High Mileage on June 8th, Kiss the Tiger June 22nd, Adam Greel and the Space Burritos July 6th, Jaden James July 20th, Heatbox August 3rd, The Claudettes August 17th, and Eric Tesmer August 31st. For more information about Live in Viroqua and to view the full lineup of performances, visit the Live in Viroqua Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds you to plan ahead this Memorial Day weekend by purchasing your 2024 annual vehicle admission sticker and state trail passes online. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission sticker is required on all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest, and recreation areas. When a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can immediately use the email confirmation as proof of purchase until they receive a physical pass by mail. Visitors may print the vehicle admission email receipt and place it on the driver's side dashboard so that it can be read through the windshield. If customers do not have a printer, they can write the order and pass details on a piece of paper. Annual admission sticker rates range from $13 to $38. The 2024 vehicle admission stickers are valid through December 31st. Take a trip somewhere natural for Memorial Day. Wisconsin State Parks Recreation Chief Missy Van Landite says there are plenty of places to enjoy and discover across the state. Van Landite says some of her favorite spots are in the North Woods, like the Star Lake Trail, Lake Wissota in western Wisconsin, and Council Grounds State Park. But there are great parks all across Wisconsin. You can find a park and get your state parks pass online at dnr.wi.us or on the Go Wild app. Northwoods Hospitals are once again ready to save people from their own fishing tackle. WXPR in Rhinelander reports Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff and Aspirus Eagle River Hospital make a display of every fishhook, spoon, and musky lure they remove from patients. They call it their People Catchers Club. Hospital staff say the displays help ease people's fears and shame at seeing they aren't alone in having a bad day on the water. The collections first started in 1993. It's 74 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant 5-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Thursday, May 23rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died May 15th at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 until the time of service at 2 this afternoon. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, two children, Robert Lee and Carrie McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove, seven grandchildren, a brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, a sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67, of Hillsboro, died last Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 until 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bob Byrd is survived by his wife, Ann, daughter, Stephanie and Jacob Byrd, two granddaughters, his sister, Stella and Kevin Walker, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and several cousins and special friends. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67, of Hillsboro. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville, died last Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell Rylander is survived by his wife, Linda, mother-in-law, Joanne McCauley, brothers and sisters-in-law, Vicki McCauley, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings, and Kathleen Jennings. Two stepchildren, Stephanie and Todd Williams, and Frederick Thomas Hewitt IV, a granddaughter, special aunts and uncles, Richard and Kathy Ewers, and Patricia Pat Dutt, friend Augusta Gus Westfall, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church Friday from 5 to 7. Judy Klingeman is survived by three children, Jason and Cindy Klingeman, Christy and Jeff Hudson, and Kevin and Donna Klingeman. Seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, two sisters, Carol and Paul Sainsbury, and Karen and Lamont Hornby. Two sisters-in-law, Laureen Barry and Algina Sophie Smith, two brothers-in-law, Leroy Bartley and Norman Davis, and many nieces and nephews. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, June 4th, from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Rapinski is survived by two sons, Matt Rapinski and Trevor Rapinski, a grandchild, siblings Scott and Pam Rapinski, and Robin Roche and Don Doro, stepsister Colleen Roberts, and brother-in-law Roger Schutten. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Sally Jo Clark, age 74, died Monday. A private family service will be held at a later date. Those wishing to send cards or memorials can send them to her husband, Larry Clark. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Sally Jo Clark, age 74.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contact Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new, efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tim and Michelle Woodman. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some great spring weather out there today with mild temperatures, light winds, and some sunshine. Enjoy it because another storm system on the way starting tomorrow. Looks like the rain could shift into the region by late morning tomorrow, with some off and on thunderstorms and showers through the evening. A few of those could be on the heavy side with some hail and gusty winds, and certainly some scattered downpours. Rain totals in generally expected to be around a half inch with some localized 3/4 of an inch to an inch possible. That'll be ending tomorrow night, leaving us with a pretty nice Saturday once again, seasonal temperatures and partly cloudy skies. A large low pressure system will sweep through the Midwest Sunday and Monday to bring us more wet weather, and that's going to be a slow mover, still could have impacts on us even as we head into Tuesday, so definitely have those raincoats and umbrellas handy. The forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s, southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, clouds gradually increasing, low near 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be on the strong side, high at 74, south wind between 10 and 20. Friday night, any showers or storms ending early in the evening, then turning partly cloudy, low at 47. On Saturday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high at 73. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with soaking rains likely, low at 52 with highs in the mid-60s. Monday, mainly cloudy and cool with areas of light rain, low 51, high 65. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, spotty light showers possible. Low temperatures in the upper 40s with readings topping out near 66. Next Wednesday, we finally start to dry out with more sunshine. Low in the mid-40s with a high near 73. You have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 72, our low this morning was 49. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 75. The record high for this date was set in 1972 at 89. The record low, 24, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 8:27, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:29. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds around 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.88 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Would you be willing to pay extra for your food if the packaging was more sustainable? That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food packaging is a major contributor to the solid waste volume produced in the U.S., and a lot of it is not environmentally friendly. Packaging industry experts discussed more sustainable solutions during a recent Farm Foundation forum. Kevin Kelly, CEO of Emerald Packaging in California, says some food retailers were told that better packaging for lettuce would cost another 2 cents per head.
Evidently, 2 cents is too much because the retailers have so far made it very clear they don't want to absorb that, or they don't want to pass it on to customers, even though they're passing on a lot of other price increases to customers.
Kelly says more sustainable food packaging options are available, but with added expense. He says ideally that added cost would be shared across the food chain. But he says someone needs to figure that out soon.
So what is going to happen is far worse than what might happen otherwise, which is governments are stepping in with regulation. They're stepping in with bans, and they're stepping in with extended producer responsibility programs.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. The CEO of the Kansas Soybean Association says the first draft of the House Agriculture Committee's farm bill includes several priorities for U.S. soybean farmers. Caleb Little tells Brownfield,
protecting the safety net, crop insurance.
Little says he's expecting amendments to be made to the initial proposal in today's committee markup, and he says he's optimistic lawmakers will overcome any issues to pass a farm bill this year. The House Agriculture Committee's markup is currently being live streamed on the Agriculture Committee's website. The chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee says farm bill negotiations can start in the Senate as soon as Republican leaders release their priorities. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow tells Brownfield,
in order to have a negotiation, I need to see proposals from my Republican colleague, and I've not yet seen them.
She says the House version goes back to government payments, and she expects it to split a food and food coalition of rural and urban lawmakers.
The chairman has put forward a bill that divides the coalition and is not going to be able to get the votes to pass on the floor.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is funding several fertilizer projects across the United States. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more in this report from a dairy in northeastern Wisconsin.
It's called the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program, or FPEP, which started last year at USDA. USDA has already awarded some funding in the program, including here at Dairy Dreams Farms near Casco, Wisconsin, where they are converting manure into a saleable fertilizer product. There are other USDA announcements happening today in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, and Minnesota. 12 states are involved in the project. There's $83 million in investments so far in this program. From Casco, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
An agroeconomist says the cattle industry continues to look for signs of herd expansion. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has this report.
University of Missouri Scott Brown says producers have been reluctant to enter expansion mode, and this creates an opportunity for prices to move even higher.
Both placements as well as what we have on feed at the beginning of the month will be important pieces of the puzzle about what second half of 2024 slaughter might look like.
Livestock slaughter numbers are out later today.
Beef cow slaughter is much more important to this idea about whether we're expanding or not expanding and on the way to expansion.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Livestock slaughter is out at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and cattle on feed numbers come out Friday at 2 o'clock Central Time. A worker at a dairy farm in Michigan has tested positive for avian influenza. It's the second case associated with the ongoing multi-state outbreak of influenza A in dairy cattle. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle business is underway and cash hogs are slow at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brown Field Livestock Market Report. There's a scattered light round of direct cash cattle business underway in the South. Live deals are a dollar higher than last week's weighted averages at $187. Some bids have surfaced in other areas at $300 to $302, but those bids are still well below current asking prices of $188 to $190 live in the South and $305 dressed in the North. While some more business could take place later today, it's very likely significant volume of trade holds out until late in the day Friday. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $2.50 at $309.67. Select is $1.35 higher at $300.96. At the Bloomfield Livestock Market in Iowa, steers were $6 to $24 higher. Heifers were mostly steady to sharply higher on a light test. The USDA says there were several groups of quality yearling cattle on offer. Supply was moderate and included several load lots. Demand was very good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 648 pounds, brought $290 to $315. Feeder steers, 868 to 895 pounds, brought $252.50 to $254.85. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 630 to 633 pounds, brought $270 to $303. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality with very light negotiated purchases. The long holiday weekend is also a likely contributor to the less than stellar business this week. The production efficiency in the industry can limit price gains. With higher hog weights and ample supplies of market-ready hogs, processors aren't being forced to work as hard to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork remains solid on the global market. That was confirmed by another strong week for export sales. Domestic demand is also seeing some strength. Both help provide some price support. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $87.97. At Illinois, slaughterhouse prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $35 to $47. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were lower at midday, down 51 cents at $99.56. Bellies were sharply lower. Picnics and hams were also lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and hogs are lower, cattle are mixed, corn is higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are down in profit-taking, technical selling, and a lower move today in bean oil. The trade does continue to monitor U.S. planting delays and the impact of heavy flooding in southern Brazil. That flooding and crop loss in Brazil has pushed their basis higher, and that could help U.S. exports eventually. July beans are down 5.5 at 1240 and 3 quarters. August is 4 and a quarter lower at 1239. July bean meal is down 20 cents at 378. July soybean oil 62 points lower at 45.26. Corn's up. Near-term U.S. weather looks mixed, so there should be planting progress in some areas, while rain further delays activity in other areas. Demand for ethanol and export use continue to be solid. July's up 3.75 at 465. September corn's 3.75 higher at 474. And wheat's mostly higher as it continues to assess crop damage in the Black Sea region and dry weather in the U.S. plains. Excessively wet weather is an issue in parts of the eastern Midwest and western Europe. July Chicago's up 3/4 at 693 3/4. July Kansas City 6.25 higher at 705 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat's up 5.25 at 741 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower, watching direct business develop. So far, it's light on the live basis at 187, a dollar higher than a week ago. On feed numbers are out tomorrow. June live's up 10 at 184.27. August is down 5 at 181.62. August feeders are 42 lower at 262.47. And pressured by the lower trend in pork, June hogs are down 82 at 94.57. July lean 77 lower at 97.35. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice. So we can live free with our loved ones.
Hello, this is Chase Hasseltine with Tim's Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Smaller sale and crowd. Everyone is in the fields. Large squares topped at 195 a ton and large rounds topped at 150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending May 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Guns, tools, Avon, and more. Watch for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hasseltine. Have a great day.
A healthier alternative to vegetable oil. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. High oleic soybean oil contains lower saturated fat and three times the amount of beneficial monounsaturated fatty acids, which actually provide some health benefits when consumed in moderation. Kevin Cox, an Indiana soybean farmer, says that's not the only plus side to high oleic soybean oil.
From the consumer's perspective, it's a heart-healthy option. It has no trans fats. It's lower in saturated fats. Actually has some healthy fats in there, which I didn't know there were a lot of those in my world. But anyway, in people that are really conscious of their diets today, it has healthy fats that are in it. And so it's a heart-healthy option. In the food industry and food service industry, it cooks better. It doesn't give an aftertaste to it, so you have the flavors of the foods that are being prepared in it is what you're tasting, instead of oftentimes you'll have that taste that'll come from the oil starting to get a little bit past its prime. And so the food industry is able to take advantage of that, cooking cleaner, lasting longer. It's better for them on their side of it. And again, it's just a health conscious option out there to traditional vegetable oils.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News.